Hello, this is Dave Seesterman. It's my privilege to interview Bird Snyder, well-renowned mushroom hunter, banjo picker in the White Lightning Boys, and well-known carpenter in Brown County. Hey, Bird, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So glad you could show up for this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, I know that there's a lot of mystery involved in hunting mushrooms. And, you know, for those of us that go out for hours and hours and get very little, compared to someone like you, who is a legend, is there any truth to the rumor that you harvested and sold many, many pounds of mushrooms last year?
I sold 84 pounds.
Oh, my God.
And gave away maybe 30 or 40.
Huh. Can I get on that list? Or?
Yeah, you can.
84 pounds?
Yeah.
Lord. So, got any, like, insider tips for those of us that like to, you know, do a little better as we get out there? Or?
Well, you know, early in the year, you want to start on the north, northeast-facing hillsides, preferably hunting ash trees. And you want to start looking at the base of saplings, anywhere that the leaves create like a small greenhouse, maybe a log laying on the ground. The leaves have kind of rolled up against it, and there's that little air cavity where the sun heats that ground first. And at anything that's basically 90 degrees, you know, that catches the sun, that'll be the first place you'll find them. And those are the warmest areas where the leaf cover's the thinnest.
Are you one of those people that believes in hunting mushrooms by walking up the hill? Or?
Yeah. Especially the black mushrooms early in the year, for sure. An ash tree, a lot of times, its root will start surfacing if it puts up black mushrooms. I don't know for sure, but I believe in my experience that if a tree doesn't have shallow roots, it won't put up mushrooms.
Of all of them, yellows are your favorite? Or?
Yeah, really, I don't eat them too much.
So how many would you find if you did like to eat them?
I don't know.
Mercy. So, when you get ready to go out, do you have anything that you do? I mean, do you have some, like, mental preparation to get those mushroom eyes on? Or?
No, you know, I've had the same reoccurring dream since I've been a kid.
The mushroom dream?
It's the same dream every year. I haven't had it yet this year. Once I have that dream, it's pretty much all I can think about.
So you don't go out and sniff the air or kick around and see if the mayapples are up or anything. You wait for that dream.
Well, no, I go out early. I've been out. I found some 3 weeks ago before that snow, but yeah, they were really small. I found them and left them for 7 weeks before they've matured. You know, a lot of people say, well, they grow really fast. And
well, there's legends that, like, in a day, they'll pop out of the ground. And
but they're there, like, on a good year. I've removed leaves before. I mean, I'm talking in an area three times the size of this room, every leaf. But we wasn't getting the rain when we needed it. Instead of raining every 3 to 4 days, we were lucky if we could get one a week. As far as I know, you know, they grow in the top 2 inches of the soil. Well, that's the first thing to dry out with the sun. I think actually on dry years, they're there. You just got to find those moist areas that didn't dry out so fast.
So when you find your first mushroom or a group of them, are you the kind of fellow, I mean, do you sit down and then just start scoping out or walking in concentric circles? Or
early in the year, the first thing I'll do, if it's on an elm tree or an ash tree early in the year, the first thing I'll do when I find a mushroom is I look at the base of that tree and try to figure where that root's going by the, you know, where the tree flares out on the bottom. And then I'll hunt down those roots. Because places I find my early mushrooms, the tree roots will surface and then go back under the ground, and they'll surface and go back under the ground. I'll find those mushrooms within 2 foot of that tree root, wherever it surfaces. You know, you can kind of see with the way it's running by where it surfaced, and then it'll come up a little further down the hill. A dying elm, when I come up to an elm tree and I find a mushroom, sometimes they'll grow really close to the tree. And sometimes they'll grow 40 yards from the tree, way out on the tip of the roots, depending on how dead that tree is. You know, sometimes if it's still got a little life in it, you'll find them way, way out from the tree. And most people miss those.
But not you.
Well, like, you can go in on state property and still find mushrooms where there's been pretty well picked over because people don't hunt that wide.
So, all right, what weapon do you use? I mean, you're mushroom hunting. 410, you know, pitchfork, what do you prefer?
I use rocks on my mushrooms and my trout.
There you go. So, do you have any advice for somebody that's never been out before?
I would get with someone to learn my trees first off. And you need to know...
be able to tell an ash from...
You need to know a poplar, ash, sassafras, dogwood, red elm, white elm.
Now, you're listing all these trees.
Sycamore.
They're all the trees in our forest. You're not saying you find mushrooms at every single one of them,
though. Every one of them. Apple trees. Once you learn your trees, you know, you'll be able to identify your trees better by looking at the tops, or I can, from a distance than looking, you know, through the woods at eye level. I'm a patch hunter, so I won't spend a lot of time looking for six mushrooms. I mean, I cover a lot of ground and spend the majority of my time with my head up looking at the tops of the trees. I know where a lot of places are that grow mushrooms, but it's just from covering as much ground as I can possibly cover. Usually I'll take off work for 3 weeks, and from the time it gets daylight till it gets dark, I'm mushroom hunting. There was a time where I had rode my mountain bike in and left my mountain bike. Thought, well, you know, I've been up to the head of this holler before, and it can be really good. There's some big elm in there, but I'm not going. And then I thought, well, hell, I've got my flashlight. I'm going to go ahead and go. So I take off, and I go up there. There's this huge white elm tree, and the bark's peeling on it. And I thought, man, if that's all mushroom, there's no way. You could see the haze of in the head of that hollow. There was 19 and a half pounds.
Oh my God.
Under one white elm tree.
Wow. So this is like a pinnacle moment for you in mushroom hunting.
Right. Well, Ryan Reichert, a guy that hunts with me a lot, we hit a tree like that last year that had 17 pounds under it.
Wow.
And they were everywhere.
Mercy.
We picked for 3 hours on one tree. I mean, they were everywhere. But, you know, it's about covering ground. You know, those trees are few and far between. Those two trees are the best two trees I've ever found in my life.
You've certainly told some inspiring tales of mushroom hunting, and I really appreciate your coming in with this. Can you think of something, something inspiring or something that you'd say to somebody that's thought about mushroom hunting and has never really motivated themselves to get out there and do it? Or
Give me a call and I'll sell you some.
Ah! That's right. Well, Bert, thank you very much for coming in, man.
Hey, thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And this is Dave Seastrom from the Brown County Hour. See you next time.